Listen and Live Audio presents Johnny Magic and the Card Shark Kids, how a gang of geeks beat the odds and storm Las Vegas. Written and read by David Kushner. Prelude, The New High Rollers. The Card Shark Kids shot from their mansion over the neon streets of Vegas. It was time to take down another game, and today it was the big one. In the pulsating heart of the Glitter Gulch, the canopy mall of casinos downtown, sheiks and freaks, boxers and brokers, movie stars and soccer moms, playmates and jailbait, swarmed under the flashing red marquee of Binion's Horseshoe for the 2004 World Series of Poker. Every year since 1970, poker nuts from around the planet descended upon the Horseshoe to compete for the ultimate bounty, the diamond-encrusted championship bracelet and multi-million-dollar cash prize. This year, with a record $20 million on the table, the stakes were juicier than ever. Poker was in renaissance. Long relegated to hustlers and cowboys, the game had erupted into a mainstream obsession. It started the previous year, when the Travel Channel began beaming the World Poker Tour into homes. Then a restaurant accountant named Chris Moneymaker came from seemingly nowhere to win $2.5 million, a Cinderella story broadcast repeatedly on ESPN. Armchair gamblers imagined rising from their living room games to become the next champ. Online gambling exploded. Vegas boomed. Winning millions at the World Series of Poker, long the biggest game in town, became an international dream. Today, 2004.